Our buddy Bill Lineker,
Duncan
Health and Fitness.
Israel, good morning.
Hey, big mahalo to our friends over there at Queen Kate Tesoro. Yeah, they are not just a gas station.
They are a food mart.
Everything you need for your automobile and your body. Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning,
how things
Israel?
Going?
Oh, really good. You know, in fact, Al, who owns the Queen Kate Tesoro gas station, you know, there's so much into health and fitness over there, too, with the great salad bar and lots of organics, fruits and vegetables, stuff like that, too.
Oh, it's
well, they are doing something kind of unique now. They're going to sponsor one of my videos on a giveaway every time I'm on the show. Isn't that great?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll tell you more about
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Yeah.
I like giving away stuff now.
Yeah, this is really good. I've been doing this program with the senior housing on Hualalai and with the region. See was Silver and Fit for the last 4 years on video, and it has been marvelous as far as the results that some of these people are getting. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
you've taken people that were on walkers and gotten them off.
Got them off.
That's
huge. It's really huge. Yeah. And it's the first thing on a video that's actually out there for our group. You know, the older people.
Yeah.
Most of us, we take a look at the exercise video on TV. We can't even make it through the warm-up.
Yeah, and that's very important because people want to get into shape, but then you got to understand that when we hit a certain age, we can't do the high impact stuff that we used to. And you got to ease into it, and I don't think there's enough out there for people. And then what happens is people are like, well, there's nothing out there, so I'm just going to do nothing.
Oh, yeah, and they get worse.
Yeah, and that's it gets worse.
And it's not that they're lazy or whatever. That means they are, but they're all game for getting back. But what do I do? What do I start?
And you're talking about a huge group of people.
Oh, man.
Yeah, really massive group of people. Yeah.
Well, so now it's on. I mean, it's called the Great Hawaiian Workout. Maybe some of you guys have seen the commercial on TV. It's been on TV for the past few weeks, and it is really works wonders for our senior community. This gives you a place to start. This is your foundation for it. And as you get into it and you get the benefits from it, then there's a world of other things that are available for you. But you got to get in shape first.
Right.
I mean, as much as we talk about the benefits of walking, oh, my goodness, and it really is, too. So we're going to start about power walking today. So we've been talking about the techniques of getting back into walking again after you've survived your knee problems or hip problems or whatever. So now we're going to talk about power walking.
All
and as much as we talk
sounds
about
simple, but it's not just getting back to walking.
Yeah. And, you know, and the thing is that all this is really great, but you still need to have the muscles to do that. So that's where if you haven't struggled with it, boy, your answer is the Great Hawaiian Workout, because all the leg routines that are in there that's doable, you hold onto a chair when you do them, it'll build up those muscles in your legs so that you can start participating in walking.
And that's one of the nice parts of it. You don't need a bunch of equipment and stuff.
No.
This is just, you can just do this at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All it takes is a chair and a couple light weights. I mean, a couple of bottles of water will do it. That's real simple.
Yeah.
But it is really effective. I mean, I'm here to tell you, it's simple, but it's effective. It works.
Yep. Very good. So you're going to talk power walking.
Yeah, we're going to talk about power walking. Now we're taking it to the next
step. What's the difference between regular walking and power walking?
Well, you put power in the walking. That's the name. You know, it was originally developed by an old bodybuilder named Steve Reeves.
Oh, I remember Steve
Reeves. If you remember him, he was one of the first Hercules.
Hercules
of the movies, you know, and I was just starting to that thing, too. Well, he developed this program, and it's taken the negatives of jogging and running and taking those out of it. So it's basically
that's the high impact on your body, basically.
This is basically a low-impact jogging program. Is what it is,
but it gives you the effects of almost like jogging.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can bring your heart rate up as high as you want to with this.
Really,
by power walking, and it's all about the control of the muscles in your body. The more you tighten them up, the more you do through the motions, the more it raises your heart rate. So you can control how high your heart rate goes by doing this, and you can bring it up and down. So as you're doing this, you can back off a little bit, let the heart rate go back down again, and then power walk again. It's not about race walking. It's not fast walking. You walk with power. So today, we'll cover the lower body portion of this program first.
All right.
All right, the lower portion body of this program first. So starting with the legs, again, we talk about the importance of lifting your knees.
Right.
When you walk, lift your knees. If you hear your foot scrape the ground, you haven't lifted your knees high enough.
So shuffling.
Yep, no shuffling. Lift your knees, take a big step. So as you take that big step, feel the muscles in your lower body take effect. So you're taking a big step, you're planting your heel first. Then as you push off with the back leg, feel your calf muscle doing that work, pushing you, and feel your hamstring tighten up as you do that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so taking a big step, feel those muscles in your hips doing the work, feel your quadricep, that front part of the thigh, and then as you push off with the back leg, really feel your calf muscle work. If you take a look at people who jog and walk on a regular basis, man, you take a look at their calves. Their calves are really developed. They're really toned.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what you're doing when you're doing power walking. You're going to push off with that calf. And for older people, this is a big advantage in doing this because it's the first large muscle that atrophies with age. Mm-hmm. And then as a result, we lose that spring in our step. You know? Uh-huh. That calf muscle's atrophied. So we're going to relight your calf muscles by doing this. So you're pushing off with your calf, taking a big step. You feel your hip muscles doing that work. And you have to think about this. This is not automatic. You've got to think about this motion. So pull your abs in. Tighten up your tummy when you do this. Take a big step, push off with your calf muscle, and feel those muscles working, putting them to work.
This gets you started. This is going to hit the core. Oh, this is going to hit your legs.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit of everything there.
Oh, yeah. And next week, we're going to talk about the upper body and the part that it plays in this whole program.
And again, the nice thing is we're talking something where you don't need equipment.
Not at all.
You get this
Look at folks, you can feel it. We're
low impact
to winter. I mean, the weather's getting cooler right now. And, you know, there's no place on the planet that could beat their winter weather in Hawaii.
True.
No place on the planet. We can go do this every hour of the day, anytime.
Yeah. You know, and you can do it. You don't have to go, you know, they do the people that walk the malls. You know, we got the walking park there in Kailua-Kona down at O'Days.
Yep.
There's a lot of places you can do this.
A lot of places.
And I'm excited next week to hear about what it does for the upper body, just knowing that the core is engaged and that the legs are being worked. That's awesome. Bill, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure.
We're going to be, next week, we start giving away videos.
Yep, next week, we're going to start giving away a video.
Ooh,
yeah,
really? I like it.
Looking forward to giving that to you guys, getting this in your hands.
Hey, thank you very much, Bill. Have a great day. Aloha.
Thank you.